Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islam is the religion of human nature. Verses Quran and the many sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which emphasize this fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created human beings in such a way that the only beliefs and ways of life that suit the religion of human nature. For example, in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Islam as fitratullah allati fatara an-nas 'alayha, that this Islam is the nature in accordance with which God created human beings. And by fitra, by nature here is meant what is called in Arabic fitra. Fitra means original human nature. So is born good at the hour of birth. All kinds of sins and there are deviations from this original human nature, and it is that human original human nature which is the basis of the religion, of the true religion. There is a hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم which says كل مولود يولد على الفطرة. Every newborn child is born according to fitra. Fitra, as we said, original human nature. Then its parents make it Jewish or Christian or Magian. You see, he didn't say they make him Muslim, because that is his nature. His nature is Islam, and these corrupted religions are deviations from the human nature. When we say corrupted religions, we are not referring to the true religion that was revealed to Moses or Jesus. We are referring to the corruptions that occurred to these religions after that. There is a verse in the Quran also which describes the Quran as nurun ala nur, light upon light. So the first light of revelation, and the second light is the light of human nature. So light from confirms the light that is in the human nature. The essence of this human nature is that a human being is created to worship Allah, to worship God, and to worship none but Him. If the human being does this, then his beliefs and his behavior would be incompatible with his human nature, and he will live a happy life in this world and in the world to come. If he does not, if he worships something else, whether it is a human being or an angel or an object, a natural object or so, he cannot at all be happy. So this is the essence of human nature. The essence of our humanity consists in being servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we recognize this, then we live in accordance with our fitra, our human essence. Everything that is good in the human being revolves around this important essence. For example, reason, the way that we reason is very much related to our being servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moral values. In fact, there are hadith which say also that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled moral values like telling the truth, like being honest. These are instilled in the human nature. Even aesthetic values, when we enjoy seeing beautiful things or listening to beautiful voices or so, this is in our nature. And all these good things are related to our being servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why people come to the fold of Islam. If a person is born, deviates from his or her nature because of the influence of the society in which he lives, then when he or she reads about Islam and hears about Islam, many people accept this religion, and they feel happy they accept it. Why? Because they have already retained some of their human nature. Only very few people lose that nature or behave against that nature all the time. In the nature of something created by God cannot be wiped out. It is always there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave human beings the choice either to acknowledge this fact which they find in their hearts or to go against it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not compel a person to live according to his or her nature. So I repeat that it is because people retain their reason, because they are morally good persons. You don't have to be religious to know that it is good to tell the truth, it is good to be honest. So because these good things are related to the true religion, and that is the religion of Islam in the very broad sense, as the religion and the message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to all his prophets from Adam to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is why a person can accept this religion, because it has a basis, has a foundation in his or her heart.